This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, September 13th. Well, we got the crop report behind us yesterday, and it did offer some positive news for wheat and soybeans, a little bit on the negative side for corn. It wasn't the big mover that we expected to see in the report, especially leaning towards soybeans, but the markets did have some reaction to it. But first, let's look at the numbers. For U.S. wheat, they pretty much left everything unchanged. There were some slight adjustments in the in-class types, but for the most part, the bottom line numbers were left unchanged, as was the average price of $7.50 a bushel. But in the broader wheat market worldwide, there were some notable adjustments. They took total world supplies down 7 million tons. Australia, they took down 3 million for production. Argentina down 1, Canada down 2, the EU down 1. They raised Ukraine 1.5. So some notable adjustments there. And so that's, they're saying that's the first decline in global wheat production since 2018 and 19. Consumption is expected to stay the same. So that's worth noting, that USDA is actually making a point to say that world production will decline for the first time in 5 years. They also pointed out that world ending stocks will be down 7 million tons, and that's going to be lowest since the crop year of 2015 and 16, and that the major exporter ending stocks are going to be down significantly as well. And some of the private guys are saying these are going to be record low world stocks, or the major exporters' stocks to use ratios on record. So I think it's worth noting that USDA is actually pointing that out in their commentary, not the record low stocks to use part, but that production will be down in wheat worldwide for the first time in 5 years, and also that ending stocks are going to be the lowest that we've seen in 8 years. So it's interesting that they point that out. In corn, they took U.S. yields down 1.3 bushels an acre to 173.8. I think that makes them pretty close to in line with where the private guys are. They also increased harvested acres 800,000. So total production of 15.1 million is actually up 23 million over last month's estimate. Ending stocks are up 19 million over last month at 2.2 billion. Average price is unchanged at $4.90 a bushel. So for corn, big crop, and I think it's pretty much almost engraved in stone. Even with a late harvest, the crop is still out there. We're still going to get it unless it just starts raining. But so far, that's not in the forecast. Soybean yields, they took down 0.8 bushels an acre at 50.1. Total harvested acres, they raised 100,000. Production was at 4.1 billion. That's down 59 million from last month's estimate. Ending stocks are down 25 million at 220 million. Average price at $12.90 a bushel is up 20 cents from last month. So soybeans were already in an upward trajectory just from a very solid bullish fundamental base. And I think this just kind of adds a little bit of fuel to that fire. But in wheat, you know, it followed corn lower initially. Corn took a hit after the report. Wheat tagged along, just barely put in new lows, and then it snapped back and actually closed higher. So we have not a massive spike low, but it is a spike low into new lows, and then you've reversed back up. We were kind of thinking that if we got a bearish report and the market had a push to the downside, that probably would stamp a low, at least a seasonal low, and probably a longer term low. And I'm thinking that is the case. We had a reversal back up. Market's getting some follow through on the night session. We're up about 9-10 cents. So I think the market is telling us that it's found its bottom, that we're finding pretty decent support at some long-term lows, even though the market had drifted lower. I think we're going to snap back above those old lows from last spring. And I think the market is going to find longer-term support here. And again, coming back to what USDA was saying, a lot of these large traders pretty much just base their data off of USDA. And if USDA is going out of its way to point out, You know, the first time we've seen a drop in world production in several years. We're going to see the lowest ending stocks worldwide in several years. This is important. And especially when you're looking at the rice stocks declining rapidly, India shutting off much of their rice exports and their wheat exports, talking about buying a big chunk of wheat from Russia. You know, all of these things are bullish components to the wheat market. You wouldn't know that by looking at the charts, but I think that the harvest pressure is behind us. We're going to focus on Argentina and Australia's growing season. Not looking that great so far. USA already trimming Australia's production estimate, and Argentina for that matter. I think there's probably more to come. You know, we're halfway through September, and we still don't have the rains that would have needed to be fallen, and there's not much in the forecast either. So, you know, if we go through another 2 weeks of this in the Southern Hemisphere, we have a much different picture going on in the wheat space. So that's kind of where I'm at. I think we have found our seasonal low. I think the market's giving us a pretty nice buy signal here. It's worth taking a shot at. And I think that the market's going to work its way higher into the normal seasonal fall, typically early October, which is basically only another 3 weeks. But if we get poor weather conditions and growing conditions in Southern Hemisphere, that will stretch at least another couple weeks. And I think the market will move away from these lows just simply because you're going to have further tightening of world supplies that I think is very possible. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.